Blood, Sweat, and Gears. One time only in Kalamazoo. Nah, I'm just kidding. He's here every day. Here's Steve Gruber.
I'm here every day. Thanks, Bob. Bob always sounds too good, too early. Thank you for that, Bob. By the way, the Senate panel has scheduled for Friday the vote on Kavanaugh. The move coming after Republicans hire a female attorney to question Kavanaugh's accuser, and she'll be there, as you know now. Her name is Rachel Mitchell. She's an Arizona prosecutor. Chuck Grassley says he just wants to take the circus out of it, basically. He just wants to have a respectful conversation, get to the facts, take the politics out of it. And let's be honest, what do the Democrats want? They want 11 old white guys asking the alleged victim questions. Anything they can turn into a talking point, anything they can regurgitate on the CNN, MSNBC hate train. That's all they want. And they're not getting it, so they're upset and they're pounding their feet and they're angry. In the end, it all comes down to two senators, probably. Two senators probably hold the fate of Brett Kavanaugh and the future of the United States Supreme Court in their hands. Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins. Murkowski, for her part, from Alaska, has always been a rhino, as has Collins, a middle of the road, not an ideologue at all. And she's offering a blunt warning. Do not prejudge sexual assault allegations against the nominee that will be aired at an extraordinary public hearing Thursday. So she has not arrived at any conclusion as to how she's going to vote on this matter. Most Republicans and all Democrats have, although some of the red state Democrats have not said they'll vote against Kavanaugh, but trust me, they will. And it's interesting that Doug Jones, the guy from Alabama, you remember how he said, I'll be a middle-of-the-road senator. I'm here. I won't be a partisan. He's a partisan just like all the rest. Just like all the rest is Doug Jones. He'll be there for a whopping 2 years, but it hurts. That 2 years of Doug Jones being there in Jeff Sessions' seat hurts because it gives less wiggle room to the Republicans when it comes down to it. Now, I still believe the Republicans pick up seats in November in the Senate. I think it's extremely likely. In fact, it's probably going to be more likely. If Brett Kavanaugh gets blocked, it's more likely they pick up seats in places like Indiana, North Dakota, Missouri, Florida. New polling shows that Rick Scott has fallen behind in Florida. I don't believe that to be true, but that's some new polling from, I believe, from NBC. We'll keep an eye on that, but the overall polling shows a good fall for the Republicans. They'll end up with more seats than they have now. So if they end up with 53 or 54 seats in the United States Senate, well, then the next raging conservative will make his or her way to the United States Supreme Court. Might be Justice Barrett, might be Justice Thopper, but one of those conservatives will make their way to the United States Supreme Court. And there's, if the Republicans, see, here's this notion that somehow Republicans won't turn out because Brett Kavanaugh doesn't make it through doesn't make sense to me. Lisa Murkowski, you know, is one of the people that did not help the president in getting rid of Obamacare. She has not helped in building the wall. The same is true of Susan Collins. Both of these senators have been obstacles to the president's agenda, for which most of you voted for. And so when they stand in the way of what he had planned to do, you can't hold the rest of the country accountable for the behavior of two senators. But if Murkowski is wobbly, which she is, then it really comes down to a panel of one. And that panel of one is Maine Senator Susan Collins. The panel of one. She may decide, because if it's a 50-50 vote, then of course Vice President Mike Pence comes in, he votes for Kavanaugh, it's a done deal. And so the fate of Justice Kavanaugh really does sit with Susan Collins. And GOP senators will need to take a position if Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell follows through with Monday's promise to hold that up or down vote on the floor next week. It'll be key for her. She's been there 22 years and built a reputation as a fair-minded, practical swing vote, according to some, but I consider her to be wobbly herself on many things. She voted against former President Clinton's impeachment in 1999, did Susan Collins. Helped craft a compromise to get past a major partisan impasse over circuit court nominees in 2005. And was a key player in sinking the proposal, as I just mentioned, that would have repealed Obamacare last year, and has consistently criticized President Trump for controversial statements since he took office. She also voted against Betsy DeVos. She voted against Scott Pruitt. Those were the president's picks to lead the Department of Education and the EPA. So, she's not exactly a hardcore conservative. She's a middle of the road. She's a Bush Republican. Is Susan Collins. Now, that doesn't mean she's not reasonable, and it really comes down to credibility on Thursday. Now, the Ford people keep demanding, you know, more leeway on this, more leeway on that. Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a lot of tears and emotion, and I expect a performance by Dr. Ford on Thursday. I expect Judge Kavanaugh to be more to the point and direct. He did not do this because he was a virgin, because he just didn't partake in sexual activity until well after high school, be it from his Christian roots or whatever the reason may be, but he was not somebody who had sex. So the whole notion that he would assault somebody is absurd. And then, of course, you do have the creepy porn lawyer out there suggesting that he was involved in gang rapes and so forth, which nobody buys. I did, by the way, call Michael Avenatti last night. Got a phone number from him, gave him a call. Asked him to appear on the program. I've not heard anything yet. But I did ask him, so we'll see if we get the creepy porn lawyer here on the program. I think it would be entertaining for you and for I. If you're sick and tired of the Internal Revenue Service of the state of Michigan controlling your life, it's time to listen up. You need to get your taxes in order. If you haven't paid your taxes in some period of time, you need to do that. If you got behind and you don't know why, you're still behind, but you just keep putting it off, don't do that anymore. Get a hold of our good friend, Chris McClatcher. He has 25 years of experience. You heard it here yesterday, people praising Chris McClatcher here on the phone. Well, it's true. He knows what he's doing, CPA and an attorney, 25 years of experience, a Michigan guy looking out for Michigan taxpayers. All you need to do is go to stevegruber.com. He'll service anybody statewide in Michigan. stevegruber.com and click on the Fresh Start Tax Solutions banner. Do it now. Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.